we got what it takes for the cycle to break. Revolution is a need. I belong. I belong.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to the Untamed and Unashamed podcast. This is a place where together we can navigate through life's ups and downs with all of the vulnerability, compassion, and openness that we can muster, celebrating our bravery in all of it. Along with the help of guests from all walks of life, we'll discover new truths while doing some unlearning, and we'll gain valuable tools for becoming who we already are, while also uncovering our divine gifts. I'm Jade Bryce, and I'm so thankful that you're here. All right, so I promise that this has not become a solo cast podcast where I'm just talking every week. Next week, I have on the amazing Connor Beaton. I'm so excited to air that episode. And shortly after that, I have on his wife, Vienna. She's Mindful MFT on Instagram, and both of their posts are just always so incredible. And every time I get to sit down with them, it's an amazing conversation. I'd love to hear from you about guests you would love for me to interview this year as well. For today, I'm going to be discussing the father wound, which can shape our inner masculine. All of us, whether we're women or men, have an inner masculine. This Wednesday, I'll be doing a 90-minute call. That's 2 days from today if you're listening to this podcast the day it's been released. I'm going to be doing a 90-minute call on the father wound, where we dive into it, but also we're going to do an alchemical process for healing this wound and this relationship to our inner masculine. The call is only $25, and you can sign up at jade-bryce.com. If you sign up after Wednesday, you'll receive the recording and you can just do the practice on your own. However, if you prefer to do this process with me one-on-one, you can sign up in the one-on-one section of the same website, jade-bryce.com. Okay, so our father was our first masculine image, right? He was our first anchor. And through our father, the masculine, we shaped our ability to trust, to relate to the outside world, to feel stability, and to be provided for. We learned how a man was to treat a woman. However, for many of us, these very things became our deepest wounds. For me, and I'll get deeper into this on the actual masterclass call, but for me, my father was very violent. He was addicted to drugs and very erratic. He was in and out of jail, and I couldn't ever trust that he would get sober or stay out of jail. I'd get so excited every time he'd get out and he would seem changed and he'd seem sober, only for him to be back in a couple of weeks later, never more than a couple of months. This was incredibly painful for me, and I have multiple memories of him dragging my mother by her hair and beating her, spitting on her, and nearly killing her in front of me. And this modeled what I thought a man was, what I thought was acceptable in relationship, and on an even deeper subconscious level, it shaped my relationship to my own inner masculine and my relationship with God. And while some stories may be less dramatic, many of us do have a memory. Many of us do not have a memory of being fathered by a mature masculine that had a kingly-like presence. We haven't experienced a truly present man. Also, for many of us, how our father saw us became our identity. We took on his voice as our own. And for this reason, the father wound often shows up as a lack of confidence that wreaks havoc on our relationships and our lives. We may often even hear negative thoughts about ourselves and others, and we know when we hear them that they're not our thoughts. Our truest self, our highest self, would not think these thoughts about ourselves. These were thought forms taken on from someone else. But like all wounds and patterns, we can alchemize and integrate them into a healthy and sacred relationship with our own divine masculine. And the greater it's been stolen, the greater it can be reclaimed. A big realization for me through the program I did last year with Layla, which was also a deep dive into my father wounds, is that there is no adult outside of ourselves that can ever give us the kind of attention, love, care, and safety that we require in these wounded parts. While partners can love us and they can create safety, nobody has the amount of safety that our inner child pieces are actually looking for, except for us. No man, no partner can ever go back to the 80s and make my father a sober and safe person and keep him out of jail. No matter how much a partner has loved me or tried to make me feel safe, I had this gaping hem-shaped hole where nothing was ever enough. No amount of community could undo how lonely I felt as a child. Only me and my divine masculine within could do that. And what an actual relief, right? Because that means I hold the keys to my healing. It's in my own hands, no one else's. And that's actually really empowering. Once I started to give myself this healing and this union with my inner divine masculine, the love and acceptance that I received from everyone else that before wasn't enough became so much more beautiful. And I also allowed myself to surrender more and to open up and receive more. I am not necessarily newly single, it feels new, even though it's been, I guess, about 4 months now. And man, normally after breakups, I feel so lonely. Like my loneliness eats me, and it's so tempting to start dating someone else very quickly. And that has not been the case with this uncoupling. And I know it's because of the union that I experience with my inner divine masculine. I feel held by it. I feel embraced by it. I feel loved by it. And there's this inner union within due to that, that has me not reaching. And I'm not saying there's not a yearning for it, but there's not this like unhealthy need or running to union out of a place of trying to fulfill something that only I can fulfill. And because it feels so fulfilled, this uncoupling process has been so different from all of my others. So when we start to provide this for ourselves from a truly nourishing place where love and safety is available to us from within, our relationship with our friends, our lovers, and our partners become truly nourishing as well. And that's what another thing I'm so excited about for my future union and that I have been experiencing in my community currently. And it's available to you. It's yours for the claiming. This masterclass, this 90-minute masterclass, is for you. If you find yourself projecting your father wounds onto your partners, you still carry your father's narrative or beliefs around love and sexuality, you desire to feel more empathy and forgiveness for your father, you've noticed that you've called in partners that trigger the same wounds given to you by your father, which on some level is normal, but this is a more on a toxic level. You feel disconnected from your inner divine masculine. You desire a better understanding of how your father has impacted your adult decisions and how you can reclaim your power here. There is a self-sabotaging voice inside of you that isn't yours. You have inner power struggles with the masculine. You find yourself begging to have your needs met by the masculine only to feel resentful. You have difficulty opening up to or receiving from the masculine. You find yourself setting boundaries from a place of manipulation instead of from a place of self-love and sovereignty. You find that you close your heart down when you feel misunderstood. You feel it can be hard for you to surrender and be led. You're unsure of how your wounded masculine may be running the show and want to set some loving boundaries with this part of yourself. You crave a restoring of inner union. I want to also specify that this is a very gentle practice. It's extremely nourishing. Healing can be gentle. This container will be one of safety and nourishment. So again, you can sign up at jade-bryce.com. And what I like to tell people too is that ready is a decision, not a feeling. Another program you'll see on there is my baby. It's my women's program named after this podcast, Untamed and Unashamed, Reclaiming Your Sacred Sexuality. This is the heroine's journey of sexual transformation, but this is not a program all about sex, but really it's all about sex, right? Like everything is connected to our sex, but we're going to be working with all the areas that affect that. The narratives we have, the inner child woundings, our worthiness, our deservingness of pleasure. Most of us don't realize this, but how we experience ourselves sexually really does affect the rest of our life. Returning to our original essence, the one that was not affected yet by all the outside narratives, and our authentic version of our sexuality. Returning to this is essential for reclaiming our power. Tell me what you fear about sexuality, and I'll tell you what you fear about life, or at least about living untamed and unashamed. So answer that question for yourself. What do you fear about sexuality? Is it truly being seen? Is it being judged, maybe? Is it surrendering? Is it actual intimacy? This program is going to be a combination of mysticism, tantric practices, and science-backed methods for healing, because mystical experiences have the most transformative outcomes for quantum level breakthroughs. And I'm a mystic, so this isn't even an option for me. It's how I live. And as a follower and devotee of left-handed tantra, I believe that tantra is the most advanced enlightened system in the world. It offers us a path to divine remembrance, a remembrance that we can access God through our dance, through our pleasure, and that we were never separate to begin with. Do you feel God when you dance? Have you stopped dancing? Many religions teach that women are highly suspect. And so we started denying the body and everything female because we were taught culturally that it was evil. It's time to remove the historical, spiritual suppression and patriarchy from our sexual narratives and reclaim our birthright as the goddess herself. Because it is our birthright. We are royalty without having to do anything. It is ours simply by being born. Women's sexual disempowerment went hand in hand with their financial, political, and social disempowerment. They had to sexually suppress us so that we would forget our own power. But every mythic goddess forgets, and then she remembers. We forget so that we can remember. Reclaiming this power connects us back to our power in life because it connects us to our voice and our creativity. It lights us up. What do you picture when you hear orgasmic woman? She's lit up. She's creative, whether in her speech or in her garden. She's fully alive. Fully reclaiming your sensuality restores you to your original essence, the magical, wild, sensual, lustful, ecstatic, blissful, creative, lit up, whatever it is that you came here to be. And you're going to get your life back through reclaiming that sacredness. We've all seen how repressed sexuality creates the horrific shadow sexuality of the world and creates disempowerment on a neurological and physiological level. Repressing something as powerful as sexuality creates a monster. And the shadow of it is so apparent in our culture still today. I really feel that one of the reasons that so many women lack confidence in the world is because they are disconnected from their sexuality and from their yonis. Many of us want to undo that conditioning and stop fawning our way through life. Many of us know on some level that we will never fully love ourselves or be magnetic and sexy to the degree that we desire to be unless we reclaim this part of ourselves, unless we reclaim our connection to our bodies, especially our most sacred parts. Can you feel the collective yearning? I can feel it so deeply, and it's why I created this course. Many of us know that the cage is too small, but we don't know how to pick the lock. The work in this program that we will do together, it doesn't just pick the lock. It blows the doors off the cage. And these 3 months are an activation into your truth, which is what the world needs. The world needs your truth. And this is another reason why I've created this program. There were no high priestesses leading the way for us when we were kids. And that's why we heal. For the kids of today to be able to look to us for what it is to be a fully free and embodied feminine in our full expression, untamed and unashamed. So what you can expect is a weekly group call. The recordings will be available for when you can't make it. And support from me and the other sisters in the program through a WhatsApp community. Here's a little breakdown of what we'll be experiencing together. So in the first month, there will be, in our very first call, a goddess orientation and committing to radical self-love. This is so key in starting out this program, because if you do this program from a place of I'm broken and I need help and I need to be fixed, transformation will not likely occur, because you're doing it from a place of almost like this, like it's not... Hatred is such a strong word, but from a place of self-loathing. However, if you do this from a place of self-love, of worthiness, of investment in yourself, that's when transformation happens. So that first call is going to be a commitment to radical self-love. The second call is creating your own sexual narrative. We have taken on everybody else's narratives for our sexuality. Our cultures, our parents, the religion we were brought up in, our schools, our communities. And that second call, we will be creating our own sexual narrative. Third call is holistic sexuality and women's anatomy, because a lot of us don't even know our anatomy, and we'll be diving into that. Fourth call is recovering the lost self. So recovering our innocence, our adventure, covering all the parts of us that have been suppressed and lost. And that last call, there's five weeks in that first month, that last call will be an inner child healing. A lot of us don't realize that our inner child is actually running the show in our relationships and even in our sexuality, which is not only wildly inappropriate, but our inner child likely doesn't really want that role. And there's tons of ways that the inner child can show up and do that, but it will be healed in this call. We'll set some loving boundaries and we'll empower another part of ourselves. In the second month, we'll dive into family dynamics. So we'll heal the father wound, which will be very similar to the masterclass that I'm offering, that $25 masterclass that's happening this week. But we'll be doing a process for that. And then the next week, we'll be doing it for our mother wound. And even if you're doing the masterclass and doing this program, I've done this process for healing the father wound at least 6 times. And every time I do it, it gets deeper and I get more insight. So, I'm super excited for this part, because it's similar to internal family systems, which is a healing process that I'm so passionate about. And then that third call of month two will be cultivating safety, love, and belonging, because those are three core needs that we need, that we all have, and our nervous system desires to experience within ourselves and in our relationships. And then that last call of month two will be a gentle trauma release through pleasure. So trauma healing can be pleasurable. And I didn't know that up until about a year ago. Before that, I felt like I needed to rip myself open because the trauma was so intense. I felt like the healing needed to be intense. Otherwise, if it wasn't matched in intensity, there's still like little scraggling parts that are not healed. And that's not the case. Trauma release can be gentle and it can be pleasurable. Month three, we will be working with actual tools. The first call, I'll be teaching how to de-armor your cervix, how to heal your cervix. Our cervix holds a lot of, it can hold a lot of anger, especially towards our partners. So in that first call, we'll be learning all about the cervix, how to de-armor it, how to have cervical orgasms as well, and how to hear from the cervix. The cervix is a very magical place. And then the second call is jade egg and ovarian breathwork. So ovarian breathwork is a Taoist practice that you can send energy from your ovaries to any organ in your body that's in need of help. And it's also like an anti-aging. I don't really love the term anti-aging, but it's youthful energy. And jade egg is one of my favorite tools to use. I will say with the cervical wand and the jade egg that we will be using, everyone will have their privacy. This is a Zoom call where I'm going to be speaking and guiding you through a practice, but your cameras will be off. Or they could be on, but you can just be off camera. But you will have privacy. And I understand that, this may sound intimidating, and I thought that it would be for me too before I joined calls like this about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. But it actually felt extremely natural for me. And the safety and level of presence that the guide held allowed me to go so much deeper than I would have gone on my own for that first practice where I'm learning these tools. So there's the first and second call. The third call is about how pleasure is our power and how we are nourished through pleasure. We'll work on our all things that have to do with pleasure. And I'm super excited about that juicy call. The fourth call is wealth consciousness and sex magic for manifestation. Yeah, there's so much I want to say on that alone, but that could be a whole other solo cast. But sex magic, so many people are turned off by that term because of the word magic, and possibly because of the word sex, probably because the two words are together. But it's this is not magic as a form of manipulation. This is, for me, what my sex magic is I am using my five senses to let my nervous system know that it is possible for me to have a loving, safe relationship with a kingly masculine man, or to hold more money, or to be a more peaceful parent. Whatever it is, I hold that in my nervous system while I experience pleasure. And I'll teach in that call why that is so damn effective. We'll also be just working on wealth consciousness as well, because a lot of us have associated wealth with stories that we picked up from our parents, or also from culture or religion. So be merging those two practices. And then the last call will be connecting to your primal sexuality and archetypal embodiment. So this will basically be a call that is going to symbolize, it's going to be the closing container for how you want to go back out into the world after this program or through this program. And so that's the program. The cool thing too about doing this program is that when you do one of my programs, you're then eligible for my end of year 3-day in-person immersion. And the only way people can sign up for that is if they do one of my programs, whether it's a coaching program or a women's program. Doesn't count for masterclasses, but for one of these deeper programs. So it makes you eligible for that as well. Okay. So are you ready to say yes to your pleasure? Are you ready to say yes to your power? This program starts on February 22nd, 2023. The investment is $555, and payment plans and scholarships are available. You can just reach out to me if you need a payment plan. If you're listening to this episode, obviously you're listening because you're hearing me right now. But as a listener of this episode, you can use the code UNTAMED for $55 off, which makes it $500. That $500, I want you to see as an investment into yourself. Also, when I lead clients through these, it's about $1,250. It's $1,250 for every four sessions. So you're getting 5, 10, 14 sessions, basically, for $500 with sisterhood. And again, that masterclass as well is in 2 days. You can also sign up if it's already passed and just I'll send you the video recording. But either way, I would love to have you in either of these programs. Oh, this women's program, y'all, like I typed out these modules back in like October. We're now at end of January. And I have felt ever since I typed those out, I have felt the women who are going to sign up. I felt them every time I meditate. I can feel their souls. I can feel their hearts. I can feel their yearnings. I can feel their depth. I can feel their dharma. And if that's you, if you're listening, or if you're a man listening, and this is something that you want to gift your loved one, which is amazing, by the way. I mean, that would be an incredible gift from any man. But if you're listening and you are the woman that resonates with this, or you know a woman that does, I have been praying for you since October, and I'm so excited to walk alongside you. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in and being on this journey with me. Stay tuned next week for Connor Beaton from Man Talks. He's incredible. You can also join me on Instagram at Untamed and Unashamed Podcast. As always, be a light, stay open, and remember, you belong here.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.